This is Dakota Datebook for August 11th. Prunus virginiana, commonly known as chokecherry, is a remarkably adaptable plant that thrives in diverse growing conditions and climates. It's a member of the rose family, blooming with clusters of white flowers in the spring, followed by dark red cherries. The plant is extremely hardy, able to survive both harsh winters and drought. The chokecherry typically grows as a large shrub, but can reach heights of 30 to 50 feet. It forms thickets that provide shelter and food for more than 40 species of birds, as well as numerous mammals. It's been called one of the most ecologically valuable native trees for wildlife support. It also has a long history of benefiting humans. It was the main ingredient in pemmican, an important food source for Plains Indians and early European fur traders. The chokecherry has long been a staple of North Dakota life. In 1925, the Grand Forks Herald noted that chokecherry season was underway, and there may be quite a few family pantry shelves stocked with chokecherry wine. The crop was plentiful that year, and on Sundays, the roads through chokecherry country were lined with cars of people harvesting the berries, would-be jelly and winemakers eager to gather their share of the bounty. In 2007, sixth graders in Nancy Selby's class at Rickard Elementary School successfully petitioned the North Dakota legislature to name the chokecherry the official state fruit. Their efforts led to the passage of Senate Bill 2145, sponsored by Senators Stanley Leeson and Nick Hacker, and signed into law by Governor John Hoeven on March 29, 2007. Williston held the first North Dakota Chokecherry Festival that summer, and it has been a cherished tradition ever since. Every year at this time, the festival features music, a pancake breakfast, games, vendors, rides on the Chokecherry Express mini train, ice cream with chokecherry syrup, and a car show. The Chokecherry Festival is over for this year, but it will return in 2027. Back in 1925, a North Dakota farmer observed that chokecherries are worth celebrating. They stay green. All through the years that you have held onto your home, they have stayed with you. They also have faith in our state. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by the Study ND, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.